One of the many races on the Election Day ballot this year is the race for state attorney general. As part of Michigan Radio's ongoing election coverage, Morning Edition and Stateside are featuring interviews with candidates hoping to be the next AG. Joining me now is the Republican candidate, Tom Leonard, who is currently the Speaker of the Michigan House of Representatives. He's also served in the Genesee County Prosecutor's Office and as the state's Assistant Attorney General. Mr. Speaker, thanks for being here.
Hey, Doug. Thank you very much for having me. Glad to be here.
You've made mental health reform a key issue in your campaign. In Genesee County, you worked in the state's first mental health court. And in the House of Representatives, you created a task force to improve mental health treatment in the state of Michigan. What would you do to support that cause in your role as Attorney General if you're elected?
My first job out of law school, I had the opportunity to clerk for the probate judge in Genesee County. Her name is Jenny Barkey, and she started this mental health court to get people treatment when they need treatment versus being in prison. You know, when you look at our jails and our prisons, they shouldn't be for sick people. They should be for dangerous people. And when I became Speaker of the House, I began to look at our corrections budget. Right now, we spend nearly $2 billion per year to incarcerate nearly 40,000 individuals. But what a lot of people don't know is the fact that nearly 25% of our prison population suffers from some type of mental illness. I want to ensure that we are working with our local prosecutors to ensure that there's never an excuse not to have a treatment court in their county or expand them because they don't have bodies to get in the courtroom. As the state's next attorney general, if one of our local prosecutors is struggling doing that, I'm going to make certain that we get somebody in there to help them.
Yesterday, we aired an interview with Democratic candidate Dana Nessel. She said if she was elected attorney general, she would file an injunction to shut down Line 5. That's Enbridge Energy's oil and gas pipeline in the Straits of Mackinac. She says that it violates the easement Enbridge has with the state. I should note here that Enbridge is a corporate sponsor of Michigan Radio. Would you do anything about Line 5 if you were elected?
I have been working on this with the governor over the past year or so, and we have obtained real results. It was announced a couple weeks ago that Enbridge is going to be on the hook to pay the full $400 million to build a tunnel that is going to keep our Great Lakes safe. But most importantly, when you look at that position of just shut it down, that is very, very dangerous. The one thing that she fails to mention is that tens of thousands of our Michiganders and our residents in the Upper Peninsula actually draw their propane off of that line. I want to see real results to protect our Great Lakes. I don't want to come in with just political talking points that would essentially, if you were to adopt her plan, would tell tens of thousands of residents in the Upper Peninsula that they are going to have no way of heating their home this January.
One of the ballot questions that will be decided November 6th would legalize recreational marijuana if it passes. You've said that you're personally against legalization, but if it becomes the law, the attorney general would have to enforce it. How would you deal with that conflict?
The office is not about what my personal political views are. The office is about upholding and enforcing the laws as written by the legislature, or in this case, the people of the state of Michigan. And that is exactly what I would do as the state's next attorney general. If it passes, it will be upheld and it will be enforced.
What are your concerns as a former prosecutor about legalization of marijuana? What led you to be against that?
Well, just talking to individuals from Colorado, for instance, since the legalization of marijuana passed there, homeowners insurance rates are on the rise. Auto insurance rates are on the rise. And we know the last thing we need in the state of Michigan is increased auto insurance rates. But again, if the citizens choose to go to the ballot and vote yes, it will be upheld when I'm the state's next attorney general.
The state Supreme Court recently heard arguments about a class action lawsuit filed by people who were falsely accused of unemployment fraud. The state says it has already paid back most of the money that it improperly took from them. But in this case, it is fighting the class action lawsuit on a technicality of when it was filed. What would you do as Attorney General? We know that these people did nothing wrong. But rather than letting the courts play out the process of whether they're entitled to more money to make them whole, it's being fought on a technicality.
Well, there is no doubt that these people were wronged and they ought to be made whole. I'd have to look at the exact legal argument that the attorney general has raised. But what I do know is the attorney general does have a duty to represent the state of Michigan. So you can't fault the attorney general for representing the state. However, if the attorney general has a different opinion or they want to take an opposite position on behalf of the people, then what the proper measure would be to assign an assistant to represent the state or the department, and then also assign a different assistant to represent the people. And what they would do is they would put a conflict wall up within the office so that those two assistants could not talk. And essentially what would happen is the attorney general would make certain that each side was properly receiving representation.
Let's turn to the Elliott-Larsen Act, the Civil Rights Act that was passed in Michigan in the 1970s. The Michigan Civil Rights Commission announced recently that it would begin to treat LGBTQ people as a protected group under the act. And that was following guidance from federal courts who have said that that kind of discrimination could qualify as sex discrimination. After the commission announced its plans, you were one of the people who asked current AG Bill Schuette to give an opinion on it. He ended up opposing giving LGBTQ people protections. Why did you ask for that opinion, and where do you stand on the issue?
Right. Let me be clear. Discrimination is wrong. Nobody should be denied housing or anything as a result of their sexual orientation. However, when you look at what the Civil Rights Commission did, I believe that they overstepped their constitutional authority. If it's going to be expanded, this ought to be the role of the legislature, not a commission of unelected bureaucrats.
But you did not introduce legislation that would have offered those protections to that part of the Michigan community.
No, and I've been very clear again, discrimination is wrong under any circumstance. However, we also have religious rights and religious liberties here in the state of Michigan, and I've not seen anybody willing to come to the table to have a serious conversation about how to balance those two rights. And until we do, it would be very difficult for me to support it.
Well, I have to ask you to expand on that. You're sort of equating those, but how does the discrimination against an LGBT person conflict with religion in terms of housing, employment, that sort of thing?
Look at the example that we always talk about in terms of the restaurant owner that also has a catering service. A restaurant owner should never be able to tell somebody that they can't come into their restaurant because of their sexual orientation. However, if the person is asked to bake a cake or perform something as part of a religious ceremony that would contradict their sincerely held religious beliefs, those sincerely held religious beliefs ought to be protected.
Speaker of the Michigan House, Tom Leonard, is the Republican candidate for State Attorney General. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Later today on Stateside, you can hear an interview with the Libertarian candidate for Attorney General, Lisa Gioia. That's this afternoon at 3 and this evening at 10 o'clock. Yesterday, I spoke with Democratic candidate Dana Nessel. You can find that interview and others on our website, michiganradio.org.